We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
I'm Voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Thursday, November 14th. National Signing Day for a number of Buffs teams on Wednesday. Let's start with basketball. In-state recruiting has been a primary focus for CU men's basketball staff for the past decade. From Josh Scott and Wesley Gordon to current Buffs Dallas Walton, Dalen Kuntz, and Deshaun Schwartz, the Centennial State has made a big impression on the program. Well, you can add two more to that list, as Dominic Clifford and Luke O'Brien are the next in a long line of Colorado prep stars staying home. The two All-State guards signed their national letters of intent to attend Colorado and play basketball for the Buffaloes. Beginning in 2020, head coach Tad Boyle announced on Wednesday, the first day of the NCAA early signing period. Here's the head coach, Sean O'Brien.
Well, Luke O'Brien seems like he's been committed to us for 5 years, but it's been about a year and a half. He's going to be a great Buff. 6'7", almost 6'8" now. Still thin, but can really shoot the ball, can handle the ball. What we love about Luke is his versatility. He's got the ability to play multiple positions on offense and guard multiple positions on defense. And I think the only thing holding him back right now is just the physical strength to play at the Division I level. But that will come with time in the weight room with Coach Englehart.
In Clifford, Tad Boyle's getting an athlete with a very big upside.
Dominic Clifford is, some people have called him the next Derek White. I think that's getting ahead of themselves a little bit. But what makes him similar is he's kind of a late bloomer. Kind of came on the scene late. He was at our elite camp as a junior, and he was in the gym with not the elite players. But he was 6 foot tall, and now he's 6'4", 6'5", maybe 6'6". It seems like every time I see him, he's grown another inch and continues to get better and better and better. Had a breakout year his junior year, and then had a good summer, on the AAU circuit. And he's a guy that you just felt like we can't let this guy get away. He's too good. He's going to be too good. And so the future is very bright with he can get a guy that can play the point, play the two, play on the wing, handle the ball, shoot the ball, athletic, good player.
And how about the Buffs bench boss getting both his signees from right here in the state of Colorado?
Yeah, it's really nice. And, we talked to them a lot about Deshaun Schwartz. Deshaun was instrumental in the recruiting process. We've talked to him about Josh Scott. I mean, obviously with Dominique, Josh, and Wesley Gordon coming from Colorado Springs, Deshaun coming from Colorado Springs. The players that have come to this school since we've been here from Colorado have had pretty good careers, and some better than others, but they've all had success. They've seen the floor. The team's had success, and there's nothing like playing for your in-state school.
The CU men will host San Diego in their home opener on Saturday at 8 p.m. at the CU Event Center. Our coverage on the Colorado Basketball Network gets underway at 7:30 with Buffs warm-up. The game can be heard in Denver on 850 KOA. Colorado women's basketball head coach J.R. Payne announced the addition of 3 student athletes as part of the 2020 recruiting class on Wednesday. The Buffs are welcoming the addition of Frida Foreman, Kylie Blackston, and Alyssa LaFontaine. The Buffs women are back in the hardwood tonight, hosting Wisconsin at the Event Center at 7 p.m. The game can be heard on the Colorado Basketball Network beginning at 6:30. And the Buffs soccer team signed 3 student athletes as well. Kendall Fritz from California, Jenny Beyer from Germany, and another Californian and forward, Rachel Rosen. By the way, the Pac-12 Conference announced its postseason awards honoring 3 of the Buffalo soccer players on Wednesday. Senior Taylor Korniak was the lone first-team honoree, while classmate Jalen Tompkins earned a second-team selection, and freshman Tessa Barton was selected to the all-freshman team. The Buff season continues with the first round of the NCAA tournament on Saturday. Buffalo's hosting Northern Colorado at Prentice Field. Kickoff is set for 12 noon. The Colorado football team, of course, is enjoying a bye week, getting set for their next game a week from Saturday when the Washington Huskies come to town. Buffs have had some good workouts this week. For more of the Buffs' bye week activities, check out Neil Welk's coverage at CUBuffs.com. And by the way, with the bye, that also means we will not have a Buffs primetime show today at the Post Brewing Company in downtown Boulder. We'll resume the show next Thursday. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.